Got a question actually from Catherine Ryan. Now, she was actually the 2008 Nivea Funny Woman of the Year, and she met up with Mira recently, and in fact we featured her on last week's programme because she was talking about the fact that she was the first comedian, or one of them, to have her genetic profile done. But we piqued her interest and she's actually sent us a question.
Hi, I'm Catherine Ryan. I'm a stand-up comedian who is pregnant and getting sick on the bus every day. And I was just wondering who I can blame. Is morning sickness inherited?
Well, I can probably help you out there, which is that, yes, morning sickness is, because by definition it's genetic. Because when you're pregnant, you've got someone else's DNA in you, and as a result, it makes you get sick. And everyone gets it pretty much once or twice in their lifetime, depending on how many times you get pregnant. And therefore, you could say it is inherited. Now, what actually is it? Well, this is emesis gravidarum, which is a fancy Latin expression, which means puking of people who are pregnant. And why this happens is we think it's down to a hormone called beta-HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. This is a hormone which is produced by the early fetus, just as it's beginning to implant into the uterus. And it puts this into the bloodstream to maintain the survival of a structure called the corpus luteum, which is where the egg came from on the ovary. And that structure makes progesterone. And progesterone keeps the uterus lush and well supplied with blood so it can sustain a pregnancy. And until the placenta develops properly, which is where the progesterone comes from afterwards, you need that corpus luteum to stay alive. And that's why you make beta-HCG. But it seems to mimic another hormone called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. So when women are pregnant, they seem to have a slightly higher metabolic rate. And it might be that part of the symptoms are down to your metabolic rate going up because you have more active thyroxine, the body's own thermostatic hormone. And as a result of that extra thyroxine level, you are made to feel as though you are feeling sick more often. Usually, though, it's not a major problem. It peaks at about 2 months. It comes on about 2 months of pregnancy. It peaks at 3 months and it's gone by 3 or 4 months. There are some people who are very unfortunate and they have a hyperemesis, and this can actually be necessitate hospitalisation, unfortunately, because it can be so severe. And there is some evidence that can run in families, but I think that the numbers are so small there's not been any really strong and robust evidence to actually confirm that. So that's the reason why you can get morning sickness.